water they fill. So if you see something with Hashem about Frankfurt or Yelaim, you know, you can depend on it no less than Ada and Machpul. It's on the same level.
Oh, speaking about that, remember those sheets I gave you?
Yeah, I have to keep reminding my wife. There's somebody on the head.
Okay.
I have to bother to get it done.
Okay.
There's some she has to ask her cousin about. Her cousin is a stand of Rosh Yeshiva in France.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people who are listed as being the heads of different organizations don't live anymore. So you should ask him if they're still on the same level they were when he was alive.
Mm-hmm. So, we got new chairs with the Kollel, the English program. What happened then with Safsalim? Anyone speak Safsalim?
No.
Here, it's Malen. Baruch Hashem, Ken Yirbu. Soon they're going to break this wall and make you a bigger klipa. They could be there.
Really?
No. Yeah. They did it there. They broke the wall. Maybe also here.
We should live so long.
No, we need more American old women.
Baruch
Hashem.
I think these guys got to learn Hebrew and get out of here. I'll learn downstairs.
I'm not thinking of a problem downstairs.
Too noisy.
I mean, so, my ears can't handle it.
You know that you have a halacha for Thursday, okay? On Thursday, they're going to give out their meat and chicken, hopefully. So, the halacha, you're not supposed to say, what are you supposed to say? Basal zeh lePesach. This meat is for Pesach. You can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Pesach in the Gemara means a korban. Korban Pesach. You can't say this meat is korban Pesach, it's for korban Pesach. What could you say? This meat is for the Pesach holiday. Yeah? For Chag Pesach.
When we're telling our wives to get ready, you know, I told my wife this morning that, you know, I need to bring the Agalah. You know, we need to get the freezer ready.
You don't have to get the freezer ready. Actually, I prefer not getting the freezer ready. Why? I prefer the whole freezer to be chametz, and just whatever they give me, I put in two bags, I tie it well, and I put it in the freezer. Oh, Mashana, you don't have to. You have to clean the freezer, you have to be very careful then afterwards. Everything comes in and everything. Sometimes it's a hassle.
Well, anyways, she's already has half the kitchen already done. Because she wants to start baking.
Kula one week, makara.
3 weeks.
It's only 1 week, Pesach.
Mayonnaise. Jam, jelly, everything you buy at the store, she wants to make it at home. Because.
Kitsu, yeah. You don't say on any meat, this meat is Pesach. You say, or for Pesach, you don't say it's for Chag Pesach, you could say. Okay, it's Chashuv. It's for the Chag. Yeah. If he said, no, it's still kosher to eat, but you shouldn't say that. Now we know, everyone knows, on Erev Pesach, the firstborns are supposed to fast. Okay? Why? Why are the firstborns fast? Because it was a miracle that happened. Okay? So, it's weird. Because it says, why do we fast? Because there was a miracle that happened on Erev Pesach, that Hashem, He killed all the firstborns in Mitzrayim. But the firstborns of the Jews, he didn't kill. Right? So it's weird. So why do we fast?
Thank you that he passed by us.
You say thank you. I think you make Galaesh, make a Mesiba. You don't fast. Right? Why do we fast? Okay?
Mourning for those who died. And there 80% didn't live through. But they didn't want to follow instructions.
Questions, are we going to have the same thing happening?
Because it brings down here that some say I have to explain like this, that because they fasted the B'chol, and because Moshe Rabbeinu said they have to should fast, Hashem doesn't kill you, that you'll be zeche to go through. Then they fasted then. So zechel to that, we fast today. All the firstborn. In Mitzrayim, all the firstborns died, right? Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of the Jews died. In Katchoshech, in other times. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu told Am Yisrael, all the firstborns fast also on the Erev Pesach. Why? Because for sure you'll go through Tshuva, and for sure you'll go through that. You won't be killed on Erev Pesach. So Zechel to that, the firstborns fast today. Not only the firstborns. If the firstborn is a young kid under 13, his father needs to fast for him until he becomes 13. Like, I have a firstborn at home. And my son is a... I have a son, he's a firstborn. So we'll see soon. What's considered a firstborn? Not exactly like Pidyon Aver.
What is his after a miscarriage?
Right, in all these situations. Now we'll talk about this. So first of all, Mishabur brings down also the Kohanim. It's not like Pidyon Aver, only Israel. Also a Bechol of a Kohen. A Bechol of a Levi. Bechol only from the father. Bechol only from the mother. Doesn't make a difference. If he's a firstborn, regardless of how, he has to fast. Some say that the Kohanim and Levim firstborns won't have to fast. But it looks like he says that you need to fast. What about the women? The Rama says that the minhag is for women not to fast. יש כתבו שבני ספרד נכון ראוי זה כיוון שכתב יש לו מצווה אם זה תחי את הרצה women don't fast. What about a girl? A girl tzedek was a firstborn, כן? Okay. And my said he should join a sudas mitzvah. Go to sudas mitzvah and he could join the sudas. The my said today almost no one fasts on Erev Pesach. My father told me that twice in his, my father is a bechol, twice in his life he fasted on Erev Pesach. Once he wanted to see how it is. He said it wasn't good. If you drink down a whole cup of wine, the first thing you drink is a cup of wine after a whole day you didn't eat. It kind of goes to your head. And one time he, I don't know what happened, he was working all night, and then he couldn't find a seudah, he had to sleep, he couldn't find a seudah to join. You have to join the seudah. Seudah's mitzvah. If there's a bris, if there's a siyum masechet, the seudah of a mitzvah, if there's a pidyon haben, there has to be something, seudah of a mitzvah, then you could join it. If there's a bar mitzvah on that day, he's 13, on that morning, on El Pesach, you join, you eat even if something, even a cookie, even a few dates, something you eat, and then you don't have to fast on El Pesach. Okay? It says in the Mishnah Berurah, someone who's born after miscarriages, mm-hmm. He's the firstborn after miscarriages, right? He's considered a bechol. Why? Because bechol regarding Yerusha. Regarding Yerusha, he takes two. Yeah, so an heritage. A bechol gets twice.
What if the heritage, portions. What if the heritage was stolen from him? Would you still have to fast?
Oh, you have a case like that? What about... But if someone was born after a baby which was born after 9 months of pregnancy and the baby died before 30 days, even before 30 days, he's not considered, the baby after him is not considered a bechol.
Because it was a live birth.
It was a live birth, yeah. Even though he died under 30 days, considered a nephew, you know, you don't say shiv after a baby that died under 30 days old. Mm-hmm. My brother had a case like that, his daughter died. Wachshan now he has daughter. A new daughter from a month ago. Okay. What happens if a woman, she was married once and she had a miscarriage, and then, you know what? Not like that. No. A woman, she married someone. And this guy has already a son. Okay? He has a son, meaning that son will be first for he'll be a firstborn for inheritance. And she, her first baby was a miscarriage, and then she had a second baby. Okay, this second baby is not a first for inheritance. the son of the first son of the father, the husband, he is will be the first for heritage. Even though he's the firstborn for his mother because he's after a miscarriage and he doesn't have brothers beforehand from the mother, mm-hmm. but since he has a brother that's first for heritage, he won't need to fast on Erev Pesach. What about cesarean? Cesarean is a C-section? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He does, first of all, he doesn't inherit as a firstborn. It says like this. Mm-hmm. He doesn't inherit as a firstborn. A lot of pidyon, doesn't do pidyon aben.
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Ah, it's tzarich chiyun, it's not for sure. Uh-huh. Not interesting. Anyway, you can be making on that too. He doesn't have to, defend. If he's born for a C-section, he doesn't have to.
C-sections are extremely popular in the U.S.
Not only in South America, also
here in the non-religious hospitals.
Also,
they're also worried about.
They suggested as a, how do you want to improve this way or that way?
Right. No, they for my wife, they didn't even give a choice. They simply
sometimes
did
it's a medical situation.
And then,
often enough, it's lie too.
Oh, yeah.
I witnessed enough of that.
But in the Haredi hospitals, usually it's not a lie.
No, I mean, I saw the non-religious ones.
Yeah. So.
And then you have the whole thing of the doctors wanting to tie the tubes.
When you say firstborn, you mean you're excluding adoptions, right?
Yeah, of course. So we know that we fast on our, we're supposed to fast on our Pesach and make a still have join a simcha on our Pesach, and then we don't have to fast. Well, your firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
You. Tell us why we're learning this.
I'm
for you, for Yaakov, your firstborn.
Right.
I have two firstborn sons.
Two firstborn. How could that be?
Right.
Yeah. Adoption, like because of yes. Two different wives, and they're both first for their wife for the woman.
Yeah.
First wife, right?
What?
That's the first wife and the firstborn. That's always the firstborn.
No, for fasting and Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
No, doesn't make a difference. They're both first.
Oh,
for Pidyon HaBen and heritage, only the first for the father. No, you have something else. For inheritance, is the first from the father. For Pidyon Aven, is the first from the mother.
Mm-hmm.
First meaning without a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. Without a miscarriage. First one in the womb, and first one out of the womb.
So, the mother's had C-sections.
No, so then that one's after that, it's not considered.
C-section cancels the Pidyon Aven thing.
Yeah, also C-section, it has to be born through the birth canal. And then he has Pidyon HaBen. Not with Kana, no Pidyon HaBen. And the Malachot. Yeah, if Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos, Pesach is on Friday night. Oh, no, I'm sorry. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and Pesach is on Motzei Shabbos, so we don't fast Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so we don't have to fast on Friday either. We don't have to join the Siyum, we don't have to. So.
Right,
Pesach is here. So you don't fast at all?
What?
So there's no fast?
No, no fast at all.
They don't move it earlier to Thursday?
No.
Okay.
Not sorry.
This year in Pesach is Yom Rishon?
No, Yom Sheni Balayla.
Yom Sheni Balayla.
Yom Sheni is Erev Pesach.
Baruch Hashem.
Monday night?
Mm-hmm. If a kid is 12 years old and he's a firstborn, we said before that a father needs to fast if his son is under 13, or your father should do a Siyum HaSechet or join a Siyum HaSechet. Yeah. Let's say the son is 12 and he finished the HaSechet, right? It could be. Okay. He's 12 and finished the HaSechet. He makes a Siyum HaSechet, even though he's not 13 yet, he exempts the father from fasting. Even though he's not obligated to chat the fast, he exempts the father from fasting. And also adults, firstborn adults would join the siyum, they eat something, they're part of the siyum, they're also part of the fasting, even though he's a kid under 12. Yeah. What's considered a siyum asechet?
You have to be very careful on that siyum in the past, because in the shul, that's clean for Pesach.
A lot of times they don't bring chametz.
I was going to say that they have to be careful what you're eating.
Yeah, they could bring the matzah shira cookies. Now you could eat. It's mazonot. A lot of people don't eat them on Pesach itself. But, even Sfaradim, a lot of people don't eat them on itself. But another Pesach, for sure you could eat them. You could also eat dates. You could eat pomegranate. Now the pomegranate is the best. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Top. What's considered Siyum Masechet? So Siyum Masechet, for sure, if you finish a Masechet of Shas, for sure, in Gemara, of course you have to make a Siyum. Mishnah is, you're supposed to finish, really, you're supposed to finish a whole Seder of Mishnah. A whole Seder, I mean, there's six Darim, right? Nashim, Ezekiel, that's right. Zraim, Zayin, Nashin, Neziki, Kachim, Taharot, and anyway, six. Six. But if I finish only Masechta Mishnayos, so it depends. If I just read through, right, that didn't really look very deeply into it, Masechta of Mishnayos is not enough. But when is the Masechta Mishnayos enough? If I learned it well, I sat down a few hours, a few days, I learned all the Mishnahs with the commentaries on it, then even a Masechta, I could do it. And also, a Sefer of Navi. If you just read it, you can't do it. But let's say you took Melachim or Toyasar and you learned it, and you finished the whole book of Navi, one of the 24 books, you finished Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, or one of the Nevi'im, right? Then you could also make a Siyum on that. What about other books?
Shara Gigolim.
He writes here, let's say a person finished one of the four parts of Shulchan Aruch. He learned it well, he learned one of the four parts of Shulchan Aruch. Some say it's considered a mitzvah, some say it's not considered a Siddur mitzvah. Okay, what else do we have here? Look what he writes here. Even if someone finished Masechta alone, and he's making a siyum in his house, there's no one there, himself making a siyum, also a kiddie. You don't have to do it with the minion of 10. He finished the book, he's happy, he's take something, eat. Good, you don't have to fast. That's a chidush.
Why is it a chidush?
What?
Why
I would think that if you join, make a simcha, you bring 10 people together, you say Kaddish, this. But even if you finish alone at home. So.
What do you finish one of the Torahs of Rabbeinu?
One of the Torahs?
Yeah.
So if you were going with the Torah and you learned it well with all the commentary, the Pera, the Kutim, and maybe also you guys...
They had Tzvim, Lekach, is an Esa Shuri, Shurim, a Torah Begimo.
No, I'm not sure that you can do Tzvim.
To Begimo, do you want to Begimo to get it over?
You can.
Esa Shuri.
Okay. We know that we shouldn't eat matzah from Aner Pesach. Aner Pesach, I don't eat matzah. There's a minhag that they eat matzah from Purim. Someone told me he has matzahs all year round, he eats. And on Purim, he put them away. From Purim, you don't eat the minhag. Why? It should be new for you. It should be exciting. You say Shechiyanu, you say Shechidishanu on Achilat Matzah. Therefore, you shouldn't eat matzah. What about drinking wine on Erev Pesach? Grape juice on Erev Pesach? Okay? It says in Shulchan Aruch, "V'yayin me'at lo yishte." Mishum demis ad tzayin. If you want to yishte yayin arbe, shute v'pne shugot ha'od ha'machal. Don't drink a little bit of wine. Well, only if you drink a whole cup, good. Not a little bit. Why? Namalo. Can namalo? Because if you drink a little bit of wine, it causes a person to want to eat a lot. And a little person is not supposed to eat a lot. If you drink a whole cup of wine, you don't. But the person can say that don't drink also wine on a little person, not grape juice. Especially not wine. Why not wine? Because you get drunk, or you'll be tired, you won't be able to do the Seder. Moshe Tzarech. Also, the minag, not to eat the maror and the charos on Erev Pesach. Okay? Kacha it says here. Yesh noagim.
Ma tekel ochlim at zeh? Bepurim?
On Erev Pesach.
Oh, Erev.
כן. טוב, זה מנהג, נתי אית החרוס, זה ענר פסח, נתי אית. I can eat the whole thing of חרוס. It's good. Fruit, man. Fruit and wine and dates. It's great. כן. חרוס...
Among the people that of my generation, we always went out and we looked for non-Jews to have for Pesach, the Seder table.
No, why?
It's a big thing. We wanted them to experience the, I'm just saying that it was a very big thing. Every year I remember looking for non-Jewish friends to invite them, but I never looked for Jewish people. It's very interesting.
All my
friends were the same way.
In the 70s, I forgot exactly, I don't remember exactly when in the 70s, late 70s, I made
After you did Tshuva, right? After you did Tshuva?
I was already mid-70s, I did a communal setup for about 20 youngsters, all college age.
Over there, what's that?
Yeah, just in the States, in Philadelphia. At a house with a big living room, wooden floors. I got two immense marble slabs that were thrown out from some ship with cement, some office building. I got cinder blocks and made like a low table, pillows around it. I did all the cooking. I had these kids sit around. There were some Yehudim, some non-Yehudim. And these kids were said, "Wow, I remember as a kid, my grandfather did this. This is great, you know." Oh, wow, what is it? So it woke a few kids up. I like to have again the recipes for the matzo balls. I mean, they were light and puffy. I don't remember what I did with them, but they were phenomenal.
There's a mitzvah to bathe and take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. To wear beautiful clothing. If you don't have to do it dafka on Erev Yom Tov, because if it's too much pressure, to do it 2 days before Yom Tov. I know, but it's for Yom Tov. Take a haircut before Yom Tov. Don't do it a week before, 2 weeks before. Then you don't realize that it's for Yom Tov. Do it right before Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah. You should look mechubad. The chag. Okay? So. The Seder, tomorrow we'll talk about the Seder more. What?
I like more of a. Can you read the top 10 tips for Pesach? Things that you're not gonna. Not halachic things, just the common mistakes that people make that, or things to avoid, things that you should try and do. That'll do that.
Why do you got plate?
Something that you know from experience that's